For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran. On Saturday, the 2012 Pride Spring Cleanup Kickoff event will be held at Cumberland Falls State Park. It's part of an ongoing effort to advance environmental education and help clean up roadsides and waterways in the region. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
It's a story about the impact volunteers can have. The word Pride stands for personal responsibility and a desirable environment, and the Pride Initiative works to improve the region's water quality, clean up solid waste problems, and encourage environmental education. The organization works in 38 eastern Kentucky counties, and since it started in 1997, Pride has eliminated more than 2,800 dumps in the Commonwealth. Mark Davis is a field representative for Eastern Kentucky Pride, who's helping to organize the Pride Spring Cleanup Kickoff event.
We're having our fifth annual kickoff event at Cumberland Falls State Park, and that will be on March the 24th, and anyone can come out and participate. Registration will start at 9. The kickoff event will start at 10, or cleanup, I should say. The cleanup will be from 10 to 2, and what we do is we stage at Cumberland Falls State Park down by the falls. And what we do is we use school buses to transport the volunteers out. And we're not necessarily cleaning below the falls right now because we're focusing on the roadsides right now, trying to make them nice and clean and inviting for the tourists and also, you know, for the environment as well to clean them up.
Davis says businesses, individuals, and groups are invited to participate in the cleanup effort.
We can't thank you and say enough about our volunteers. Our volunteers are actually, a lot of times they're calling us wanting to know when these events are going. They love doing this. You know, a lot of the school programs and so forth, now it's a lot of requirement in your colleges, in your high schools and middle schools to get out and do some type of community service projects. And this fits right into what we do. You know, you can get out and help make a difference in your community, in your county, and you can clean up. And Dan, you wouldn't believe how many little kids, and I've heard adults as well, but mostly kids will tell you, they get out and clean up the roadsides and they'll say, I'll never throw nothing out my window.
Davis says the volunteers have been very effective in dealing with junked appliances. Last year alone, 62 tons of junked appliances were recycled through the Pride efforts.
The recycling thing, recycling is getting bigger and bigger, and that's something we're all going to have to start doing. You know, before, when I grew up, we didn't necessarily have recycling or didn't know what recycling was to that point, but now, you know, it's a mindset, it's a train of thought, it's something we have to continue all doing.
And old tires continue to be a concern. Last year, Pride volunteers properly disposed of 203 tons of old tires.
We have collected, since Pride started, we have collected over 958,000 old tires that have been recovered off of our roadsides, some amount of illegal dump sites, but that is just a phenomenal number of tires that have been discarded along the roadsides and so forth.
Davis says the month of April is actually Pride Spring Cleanup Month, and special activities are planned across the region in April, including April 14th at Dale Hollow Lake, April 17th, a Pride Clean Sweep in Pulaski County, April 21st at Laurel Lake, and April 28th in McCreary County. But again, the kickoff event for this year's activities comes this Saturday at Cumberland Falls State Park.
If you know where Cumberland Falls State Park's at and, you know, you want to show up, just show up on March the 24th. Registration will start at 9, and we would love to have you. Last year, we had over 350 volunteers, and we collected a little over 1,200 bags of trash in that 20-mile stretch of road on Highway 90.
Mark Davis is a field representative for Eastern Kentucky Pride. If you'd like more information about upcoming Pride activities, you can go online to kypride.org. That's kypride.org. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.